This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god. Play the podcast, please.
Here with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home, and it's time for
Joy War.
Joy Law, the segment where we explore issues of interest and concern to the LGBTI community and its allies. Mm-hmm. We're having some problems today with our headphones, so if we're sounding a little bit strange, that's the reason.
Yes, that's the reason. I'm sounding strange because I've been partying at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but that's just on me.
That's on you. Hey, let's go back to Joy Law.
Yes.
We're chatting to Veronica from KHQ Lawyers, and we're chatting about unfair dismissal and discrimination in the workplace. Very cheerful topic.
Yeah.
So welcome along.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So how would somebody know if they've been discriminated against in the workplace?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question because I suppose there's that fine line between are we having a personality conflict or am I being discriminated against at work?
Oh, that's tricky.
So what my strong suggestion in those circumstances is that for a person to really kind of get up to speed in terms of how discrimination is defined and what is and what isn't discrimination, there are a couple of some really good resources that are available, particularly online. My first suggestion is if you're based in Victoria, to have a look at the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission website. They have some fantastic resources there. Another option is actually to look at the Australian Human Rights Commission website. I suppose the reason why I'm saying that is because getting back to that initial point of having a think about, well, have I actually been discriminated against at work or is this just a personality conflict or the like?
Because I imagine there's a bit of a scale of 1 to 10 of, personality conflict versus human rights violation in the workplace. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. And particularly when discrimination isn't just about you're not getting a pay rise because you're about to go on maternity leave, for example.
Yeah.
That's direct discrimination, but there's also indirect discrimination when an employer essentially sets a standard that because of a person's protected attribute, so for example, their sex or age, whatever the case may be, they can't actually undertake that requirement.
So let's understand the terms here. So protected attribute.
Yeah.
So what is that?
So that's
I've got a few.
You're lucky, actually. But are they protected?
Not yet.
Not to give the politician answer, and I'm not a politician. I was about to go on a bit of a rant, but I decided not to. Really, when I'm talking about protected attribute, that's something that's provided for under statute. So something where a circumstance where a law has provided that you're a certain class of person and that you can't be discriminated on the basis of being in that class. For example, sex, age, marital status, sexual orientation, for example. So it's also being aware that there are subsets as to what can constitute discrimination as well. And that's where resources like the Victorian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission.
Sorry. Oh, it's a lot.
Lawyers love abbreviations. Yeah. Or even the Australian... Yeah, exactly. Australian Human Rights Commission can really provide some valuable information in that respect.
Now, we've had a message in from Ellen on 0427-JOY949. Ellen asks...
Oh, hello.
Hello, Ellen. Thanks for listening.
G'day.
I believe I've been unfairly dismissed. Oh, that's not good.
Ellen.
What can I do about it?
Well, look, the first thing, Ellen, that you'd have to do there is firstly ascertain the day in which your dismissal took effect. The reason why I say that is for an unfair dismissal application to be filed within the commission, you have to make it within 21 days. Always remember 21 days from the date your dismissal took effect, the last 21. Day that you're in there. So remember 21.
So you get home, you got your box, you put your stapler and your cup into it, you get home.
Yep.
Get on that website.
Absolutely. So go onto the Fair Work Commission website. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of information in terms of unfair dismissal applications and the process. The other thing that you have to think about is not everyone has access to unfair dismissal. So, for example, if you were employed by a business that had more than 15 employees, then you'd have to have been with the organisation for 6 months. Less than 15 employees, you'd have to have been with the organisation for 12 months. So that's the first precursor.
So small business, longer employment.
Yes.
Larger business, 6 months. Okay.
Absolutely. The other thing to keep in mind is whether or not you're what's called under or over the high income threshold. So say, for example, if you're on $50,000 a year, then there's no way you'd be over the high income threshold. So you'd be able to make an unfair dismissal application. But that's where going to the Fair Work Commission website is really important, because before you put yourself through that process, being aware in terms of what an unfair dismissal is and what it isn't. And the other important thing to remember is if you're actually being terminated because of, like what we were talking about before, protected attribute, or say, for example, because you've taken annual leave, you might actually want to consider whether or not there's another type of application, which is called a general protections application, that might be more suitable to your circumstances.
So, Veronica, if someone like an Ellen or any of our other listeners wanted to proceed with this, should they go and see a lawyer first?
What do they do?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an option. There are a number of non-for-profit community legal centres that can provide advice over the phone for free. So, for example, JobWatch is a fabulous option there. Another option might be you can actually contact the Fair Work Commission directly. They've just recently, well, not recently, probably in the last 12 months or so, implemented a pro bono workplace advisory service where they'll get you in touch with a lawyer and you can have a 1-hour consultation for free with that lawyer.
Oh, that's good. So you may, as part of that consultation, discover that you actually don't have a case.
Yeah.
So you want to do your dough, then find out that
Don't do your dough.
Don't do your dough.
No, you find out the information.
And in interest of full disclosure, KHQ Family Lawyers tends to represent employers in some of these matters rather than the employees.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I mean, that's a really good point to raise. We are part of the Fair Work Commission pro bono program. Mm. But, yeah, certainly we tend to represent employers in these situations. But it's equally just as important for employees to be aware of, you know, what rights they might have if their employment is terminated.
Absolutely. But thank you for your time, Veronica. But one last point. If anybody does have any questions about this, what's the website again?
What is it?
Yeah, so two suggestions. Either just Google Fair Work Commission, unfair dismissal.
Just Google it.
Come on.
That's all lawyers do. Or www.fwc.gov.au.
Fantastic. Right. Thank you very much, Veronica.
Thank you.
I look forward to speaking to you all the team from KHQ Lawyers again next week.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.